Disclaimer: the opinions and values expressed on 22 Nothing to Do do not reflect those of the University or Spirit Live Radio.
Welcome back to 22 Nothing to Do. Jeffrey!
Wait, what? Wait, what?
I'm Jeffrey!
If you're what?
It says I'm Jeff first, so you have to do it first.
Oh, okay.
You have one job in this intro.
Dude, I muted myself. Hey, you missed it last week too, okay? Okay.
All right. Restart. Jeffrey, ready? Welcome back to 22 Nothing to Do.
I'm Jeff. There.
We're going to take like 6 hours to record this.
Okay.
Is that fast enough for you?
Okay, last take. Welcome back to 22 Nothing to Do.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Alexis. And this is our podcast where we discuss what it's like being in your 20s during the global COVID-19 pandemic. We're here to tell some stories, reminisce on our friendship, hopefully make you laugh, and generally just complain about the state of the world. Today is a very special episode because we have our first guest on the show ever. His name is Dhruva. He is one of our best friends from high school. And to this day, I think we've all known him for like a decade as of this year. So Dhruva, would you like to introduce yourself to our four people listening?
Sure. Hello. I'm Dhruva.
Hi, Dhruva.
Hello. I'm purposely lowering my voice for this too.
It's just okay. Jeffrey does that too.
I'm Dhruva. I've been friends with Jeff and Alexis for like a long time. I've known Jeff, I think, for 11 years and Alexis for 10.
Five and then, yeah, like 10, 11 years.
Yeah, we've known each other for a long time. We both went to the same high school. A little bit about myself. I'm currently in med school in Ireland, which is quite interesting. I used to live in Toronto with Jeff. I went to undergrad in Toronto. Let's see if I'm funny.
I should have introduced Dhruva as Dr. Nilakantan. That's what I should have done.
Oh, true.
Damn it.
Dr. Nilakantan, PhD.
Yeah. But soon.
Not yet.
All right. Well, welcome, Dhruva. We're so excited. We get to do a podcast with the three of us for once, which was originally our plan. We wanted Dhruva to be an official co-host, but he is too busy saving lives. So here we are.
Honestly, no. I mean, I'm very happy to be here. It's going to be a test of my comedic ability. I'm really excited.
So for our first topic today, we wanted to talk about long-distance friendships, since I'm in Toronto, Alexis is in New York, and Dhruva's in Ireland.
Yes.
I had to think for a sec.
He just said.
You know where I am.
He was in Ireland.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Wow.
All right, so what are some of the things you guys think that we did or are doing that allowed us to remain such good friends?
Are we such good friends, Jeffrey?
I mean, I think since you don't know where I am, I think that's all you
it's pretty bad.
Dude, if you're ever going to think I'm not actually friends with you two, I forgot where Dhruva's from.
It's all a front, I told you. This whole podcast is a front.
I feel like we've done a lot of things that a lot of people did in lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
But they've just been like really fun. I feel like there's things we never would have done.
Well, we were doing the pandemic. Before lockdown. That's the funny part, is that we were doing all of these things before lockdown.
Oh, that is true, actually.
Because the three of us moved away from each other in 2017. Oh, I guess you two moved in to Toronto together, but like me, I split up from the two of you in 2017. So we've been doing calls like this, or like keeping in touch long distance like this since 2017, like way before pandemic even hit.
We were codependent for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
We're still codependent.
We're still very codependent.
Well, me and Alexis are codependent on Dhruva.
Yes. Not on each other. I've brought this up with you two before, but I just remember, like, 2017, like, all of us, like, fresh out of high school, moved to our respective cities, you two to Toronto and me to New York, and I used to call you guys every time I was walking home from class, because I had class until, like, 10 p.m., and it was like a 15-minute walk back to my dorm room. I used to call one of you, and we would both just get real sad the whole time. I don't know if you remember that. You remember?
I do remember this. It was, I mean, like, to be fair, you also, like, visited us really early into the first year because we were just that codependent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I visited you guys, like, 2 months in already.
I remember I would walk, like, it'd be, like, a five-minute walk to Shoppers or something just to pick up one thing, and I'd call either, like, Alexis or Druva. I think more so Alexis at that point, but I was just so dependent because I didn't know anyone either. Like, oh, gotta go pick up toilet paper. Who can I call? It's scary.
I can't be alone with my thoughts for more than 2 minutes. I must
My thoughts are scary.
It's, like, I think it's hilarious. Like, we do this, like, also when we're together, in like, when we're in Vancouver. Like, I'll go grocery shopping with you guys for absolutely no reason.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Well, that's, yeah, we definitely, like, when we hang out in Vancouver, it's definitely, like, errands. That's all we kind of do together.
I think it's also from transitioning from high school to college. In high school, you see all your friends for most of the day. Mm-hmm. So even if you're going to go do like a small errand or something, it feels weird to do that alone since you're so used to being with people.
Yeah. Mm.
And then you're off to college and you're alone. So
exactly. It's funny. I don't know at what point those like daily calls stopped. Because they did, but it wasn't like a conscious choice. We weren't like, oh, let's stop doing this now. Just for some reason, we stopped doing those daily calls. But every once in a while, like when I'm walking home, because my walk home from the subway is 15 minutes still when I come home from class. And sometimes I'll call Jeffrey.
Yep.
Or Druva if I know he's awake. And I'll talk to you guys on the whole way back. So not much has changed. But I do think that's a really big part as to why we've stayed friends. Because we actually talk to each other.
Pretty crazy. You can stay friends with someone if you just talk to them. Thank you for this incredible what insight, a concept. Alexis.
What a concept.
I also did want to say this. Me and Druva, I wouldn't say we were super close when we first both moved to Toronto. Like, me and Druva, we were friends in grade 7 when we first went into the same high school, middle school, whatever. And I do remember, like, us two sitting alone at the cafeteria tables.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
We were very good friends in grade 7, I think, because we were both, the new kids, and we were both in the same class. Mm-hmm, and we would just sit together and do shit together, yeah.
And then, obviously, we made our own friends, and we didn't really hang out that much in high school for the rest of it. And then I was the first one that moved out of Vancouver and into Toronto. And when I first got here, I realized, okay, why did I move away so quick? There's no one here I know. Just walking around aimlessly. And then I forget who messaged who, but Druva was the second person to come to Toronto. And I immediately texted him like, yo, let's hang out. Please, please, please. Come get food with me.
Yeah.
And since then, I just like lashed myself onto Druva.
Oh, yeah.
And here we are.
Here we are. We it's actually have. Pretty interesting. Yeah, we've all, like, I think we've discussed this before, but, like, we've all kind of become friends almost separately. Like, we're very close with each other separately. Mm-hmm. And then randomly, we're like, oh, this is convenient. We can just be a throuple now.
A throuple?
No. How hard did you have to try to not say threesome?
We can, well, that's...
Yeah.
No comment.
I plead the fifth. People are gonna think we've had a threesome. I want to clarify that that's not what we're saying.
We've definitely not had a threesome, guys. We have not.
Okay, good stuff. Well, that's a good way to transition into our second topic, which is Toronto versus New York, which I thought was would be a fun one.
Spicy.
Yeah. It's a pretty hot topic. I don't know how this is going to go for me cuz I'm the only one on the New York side.
Lamau cringe.
That's all I have to say. You're just going to start cringe posting right now. That's all I have to say.
Debate over. I've lost already. I just remember going to Toronto for the first time and Jeffrey saying to me, and if anyone from New York is going to listen to this, and they're going to kill you for this, Jeffrey, but I remember going to Yonge and Dundas Square
best square in the world.
All the crackheads.
First.
And Jeffrey was like, Young and Dundas, it's like the better version of Times Square.
I mean, to be fair, I feel like Jeffrey must have been being ironic, right? Or were you unironically saying this?
Initially, yes, I was being ironic. Then I went to New York and I was like, you know what? Times Square is kind of sick. But now, after another like 2 years, I do think Young and Dundas Square is better than Times Square.
What do you mean? I mean, I don't like Times Square. I don't want to get that mixed up here. But Young and Dundas is like so small.
Yeah, but you said it. Like, anyone from New York doesn't actually like Times Square. Because all it is just overpacked tourists, and you don't have like breathing room to even walk around and enjoy yourself.
Yes. But in terms of like how iconic it is,
like, iconic, let's yeah, be sure, real. But
a lot of very stupid things are iconic though. I feel like how iconic something is not a good
how
like,
dope it is.
How dope it is.
Okay, elaborate. I don't know. What are iconic things that are lame?
I don't know. Like, you know, in Chicago, they have that metal thing.
Oh, the bean?
That's so stupid. Like, why is that iconic? But does that make Chicago cool? No, I mean, like...
Wait, is it that, like, mirror bean thing?
Yeah. Like, what
okay.
is...
Okay.
All right, let's be careful.
Chicago has nice pizza.
On any Chicago
no,
people.
I mean, like, I like Chicago, but, like, if we're saying the most iconic things about Chicago, I would think, like, the bean. But the bean is not cool.
I don't get the bean. Yeah. I gotta say.
Yeah, and I don't get Times Square.
I don't get the CN Tower. What's cool about it? It's just a tall tower. You just look at it.
Yeah, exactly. All, like, iconic things are actually very boring after you've seen it once or twice.
Yeah.
Or if you live in the city and you see it every day.
Yeah, that's true.
I will not defend the CN Tower.
I remember when I first moved to New York, like, me and my roommates, we were all from not New York. And every single time we went out, every time somebody would comment on the Empire State Building. That's empty. Look at Empy. She's so pretty tonight. Like,
you call it Empy?
Empy, yes. We called it Empty. And it was a woman. It was Empy, the female Eiffel Tower. Oh, sorry. Empire State Building. And I just remember, like, every time somebody... all of us went out, like, we had to comment on MP. And that was just, it's funny, because, like, if you talk to somebody who, like, grew up here, they're just like, yeah, people who move here, like, that's they do that all the time. And then you get over it. It takes, like, a year.
To be fair, we do not call the CN Tower Cini or some shit like that.
Yeah, we're normal. We treat a building like a building, not like a human female. I don't know if you guys remember, this was from back when we were in high school. It was some Facebook group. It was either like Him Power or Her Power.
I forgot.
You just unlocked a core memory. Oh my god. Him Power and Her. Why do you remember this?
Because I don't know. I was thinking about it the other day.
Him Power and
what was on Him Power and Her Power? I don't even remember.
It wasn't called Her Power or She Power. I don't remember anymore.
I think him and she are not as much of a
no,
dichotomy.
But it was, yeah,
I think it was him and her.
It was us first. Like, the women made it first, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Him Power was made as, like, a retaliation to it. I guess you could say retaliate. I don't know.
Yeah.
Was this, like, a Vancouver-only thing?
I don't know. So I think we should explain it, because I think it might have been. But in, like, 2013 to, like... 2015? I don't even know. It was a long time ago, but I don't remember what time.
I think we were like 10th grade.
Oh, wow. Is that late? Okay. So like 2013 to 2015-ish, there was a huge... In Power! It's called In Power! It's called... It was In Power.
For the girls?
Yes, it was In Power. Yes. Okay. There were groups that were made, and I think they were Vancouver-based only, and they were Facebook groups, and it was called In Power, and it was only women allowed in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was meant to be, like, if you needed to ask questions about like female things. I can't remember. Like, oh, where do you go to get your hair done in Vancouver? Or like, I have a guy that's like, my boyfriend's cheating on me. What do I do? I think that was kind of like the vibe a bit. I'm not sure. But every girl in Vancouver was in that group. And I remember, wow, you unlocked a memory, but I don't remember enough about it to be able to talk about it.
Yeah. So what was him power then? Like, what was the, was it like asking meme. Questions about girls and things? Or was it just mostly memes? I like honestly forget mostly.
Oh, it was a meme.
So from what I remember, Alexis is right. It was like a retaliation to that group. I don't know why. Like, they weren't doing anything.
Because men like, you know, to ruin guys everything.
Guys are dicks, so we created, well, not we, I didn't take part in creating it, but some like group of guys created this group called Him Power, and basically it was nothing like In Power. It was literally just guys posting the zestiest and most offhand memes I've ever seen. Like, I couldn't ever be on Facebook in class like at dinner with my parents because there were some fucked up shit on there.
Yes, I do remember.
Like,
that.
I can't even think of one that I can say on this podcast because of how messed up they were.
They were vulgar. Him Power was really vulgar.
I think I only stayed for like, I don't know, even 3 months was too much time, but like,
yeah, I think it was racist too.
Was bad. It was bad.
Definitely racist. Him Power was rough, but In Power I think was generally meant to be wholesome for the most part. I think there was a lot of drama surrounding it because I can't find any record of it ever existing now.
Actually, let me check right now. Let me see if Him Power is still up.
That's awful. I hope it's not.
Oh.
Is it?
Apparently, yeah, there's Him Power private group 584 members and In Power EM Power.
Yeah, that's not the original.
5.4k members.
But that's not the OG. Okay. The OG one was in like IN. First of all, I don't get it. It was called In Power, like IN Power. Oh, because they're in women are in power. Okay, sorry.
I got that.
I'm sorry. I didn't get it because I was like, why wouldn't you just do Empower, like empowered, whatever. Anyway, it was called In Power.
Wow, Alexis is not a feminist.
Okay, clearly not. Yeah, I hate women.
spicy. You actually founded Him Power.
Yeah, I should join Him Power. Wow, Jeffrey, I can't believe you brought that up. That really messes with my like concept of time.
Yeah, there was some scarring stuff on Him Power, dude. God damn.
Honestly, yeah, good thing it's not Oppa anymore. Like, what?
Y'all always take it way too far.
And like, do you guys remember it, like bringing back like more weird high school things? You remember Yik Yak? How popular that was for like 6 months.
Stop it.
Our school had to like ban it after like a few months because people were just like saying the most offhand stuff on there about people in our school.
People were like outing people's like deepest secrets on Yik Yak. Like, so and so like hooked up with so and so in the back room or like whatever. And it was just like, what?
Or people were also like spreading rumors.
Yeah. I speaking of things from high school that we've forgotten about, I was hanging out with like one of our good friends, Joy, who is also another mutual friend of all of ours. And she's my best friend from high school. And she was like, oh, you know what you guys should talk about on the podcast are all of the weird words that we used that were like only Vancouver words.
Oh, they're so, I still use them and people make fun of me here.
Yeah. So she brought up a bunch that I had forgotten. I don't know how she remembered all of them, but she was like, do you guys remember wheeling and...
Oh my God.
Pinner.
That's so cringe.
And... Keener is Canadian. Keener's Canadian. That's a little more widely known. Yep. Obviously Hane. It's a big one.
I use Hane so much and I think it's like Hane such a dumb word.
I love it.
It's such a dumb word.
And then brick. Because so in New York, brick means like really cold. Like it's brick outside, it means it's really cold, right? We used to use brick as like you bricked it, dude. Like you messed up, right? Do you remember? Yeah. I didn't remember that.
I still think that makes sense because it's a widely used term in, like, basketball.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Like, bricking a shot.
Ah. Yeah.
So maybe that's where it came from, but...
Joy was like, let's try to bring wheeling back. I was like, no, thank you.
Oh, hell no. No.
Wheeling is the most 12-year-old term of all time. I hate that term.
Dude, you should go wheel that girl.
for those who don't know what wheeling means, it was a synonym for, like, flirting. Like, picking up.
Yeah, it's like getting your flirty on.
Oh, God.
I'm bringing the language back to, like, being a 12-year-old for this segment.
Yeah. We used to be like, oh, he's wheeling her. He's wheeling her. Oh, God.
Just so cringe.
It's pretty bad. Holy. No, it's pretty bad. Wheeling is bad. Pinner. I remember Pinner. Joy was like, bring back Pinner.
Is Pinner only a Canadian thing? I thought Pinner was, like, also relatively widespread.
I don't think so.
I thought it was hockey. No?
Pinner's a hockey term. I
don't know.
Like, person who's, like, thin? Is that not what just Pinner is?
Yeah, it's just, like, a skinny dude.
Yeah, but I don't think it's widespread.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, I don't use that term very much. I am a Pinner dude. But I don't use that term.
Jeffrey used to use Pin a lot.
That's true. I do remember that, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I used all of those terms, like, back in high school.
I know, I used all of them a lot. Wheeling was... wheeling just really threw me off when she said it. I was like, oh.
What about dank? Dank's, like, a universal term, right? Well, in North America.
Dank is... Yeah.
But people are not sure if it's good or bad.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, actually. So, like, in the North Shore, dank... Well, at least I thought it meant, like, good.
Yeah, that's what I think as well. Yeah.
I think it's good. Yeah.
But some people we met in Toronto who also came from Vancouver, they were from like the greater Vancouver area, mm-hmm. and they said dank meant bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is just bizarre to me because when potheads use dank, they mean like, oh, good
weed. Yeah, I mean, yeah. No, but
so
dank can be like gross, I think. Like, it's dank. Like, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dude, we sound like such boomers talking about... What does this urban slang mean? What do the kids say nowadays?
You know, I check Urban Dictionary every morning to make sure I'm not a boomer.
Stay up to date.
I wake up and check Urban Dictionary.
Your morning routine is coffee, Urban Dictionary.
People play Wordle. I go to Urban Dictionary in the morning.
Like blueberry waffles or something. Or like blue waffles.
Oh god, that's even older. Oh, oh my god,
I never learned what that was. I just know that it's gross. Everyone always told me never to look it up and I never did.
Do I actually know what exactly? I just know it's like a gross picture.
I know exactly what it is and we for sure cannot say it the podcast. Okay, you can just bleep it out, but it's basically like an
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, to be fair, I should not be weirded out by that at this point because I'm in medical school.
Oh, yeah.
So hey, you might learn about it.
I might learn about what a blueberry waffle is.
When they bring it up, can you raise your hand and be like, is that called a blue waffle? Just do it. That would be so embarrassing.
I will be removed from the school. Like, I think also, to put into context, I'm in, like, a graduate entry medicine, so I'm one of the younger people in the class. There's a lot of older people. And so, is it a flex? I don't know. It's just, like, I say a lot of things, which I think they won't even, like, people don't understand my humor sometimes, because it's, like, very based in...
Really?
The cusp between Gen X and Gen Z, or millennials.
No, not
and Gen Z.
Yeah, millennial, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know, it's...
It's interesting because Dhruva and I have very opposite experiences at school because you're the youngest and I'm one of the older students at mm-hmm. my college because I didn't go to college right away. So mm-hmm. everybody that I talk to is like, oh man, I don't understand what like these kids are saying. and then I talk to you and you're like, oh, no one older than me understands what I'm saying.
I could imagine you using the term wheeling to, like, impress all your 18-year-old friends.
I don't use the term. 18-year-olds don't use wheeling anymore. Like, that was purely, like, an us thing. And I don't think it even, like, left Canada or Vancouver.
Let's see if it's on Urban Dictionary.
I know this is for
big
sure.
The holy behavior.
The holy Bible of boomers is Urban Dictionary.
Oh, what is the... Okay. Urban Dictionary defines wheeling as the act where a young female and young male are in a phase before dating. Like flirting, but a bit more commitment.
Huh?
So really? Isn't that just like a situationship?
No,
like...
yeah, then that's not wheeling. Wheeling was like, it didn't have to be reciprocated. You could still wheel somebody, and it was like, if they were not into you, it didn't.
Unless like we specifically misappropriated it.
Maybe.
Which would be hilarious. It makes it even worse, the fact that we use that term like that.
That we use it wrong.
The example.
Yep.
Darren, colon, me and Michelle are wheeling. Cody, colon, sick wheels, man.
I know, we would say sick we wheels say and sick stuff wheels. Like that, which is disgusting. Disgusting.
I remember we used to be like, yo, you got the biggest wheels. Like, what the
Yo, this dude, insane wheels. Oh, dude, look, one of the other definitions, which is what we defined it as, the act of seducing, picking up a girl.
Yes, all the 12-year-olds seducing all the girls.
I don't think seduce is the right word there. Heinous and Hain are, like, definitely things that were only existed at our high school. Those words exist nowhere else. Like, the fact that we used a shortened term of the word, the actual word heinous, to describe things that were bad, that is super unique to the 100 people that graduated from our high school.
I've never run into people who know what it is.
No.
And I say it like reflexively because I said it so much in high school. Mm-hmm. It's still in my like vernacular.
Oh yeah.
And I can't get it out.
Joy and I say it so much. So I've started to like code switch it though. Like I've been able to turn it off when I'm around people who don't know what it is because I know that they won't get it. But when I'm around Joy or anybody from any of you guys like from high school or whatever, it'll come back. And so I can be in a group of people, all of them don't know what Hain is, but if one of you is there, I'll start using it again. So as a result, I've started using it like around my roommate, like around my like friends at school, like, and they and Joy's used it around her roommates so much that they've started using it, but they're using it incorrectly, and she gets so because she was telling me yesterday that her roommate only uses heinous. She doesn't say Hain. And she was like, and Joy was like trying to explain that like you only use heinous for like the really bad things. You can't like dilute the word heinous by using it all the time. You have to use Hain for like the somewhat bad things, like majority of things. And then when something's really bad, like I just got shat on the subway or something, then that's heinous. Like that.
Like, that was 0 to 100. Is it common to be shat on the subway in New York? Why was that immediately your first thought?
Bringing it back to that New York-Toronto argument, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In what other city can you, like, see poop on the train?
Oh, man. I don't think you've been on the Toronto TDC enough.
Really?
That's some crazy, yeah. I mean, probably not as crazy as New York, but... Yeah, I've seen some whack stuff going on. Someone's straight up just smoking meth.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, so I know what meth smells like now.
I once got on the train and some guy was just spitting everywhere.
Just like randomly in any direction? Like he just would
like there were just like a bunch of puddles like around him on the floor. He was just spitting everywhere.
Jesus Christ.
Just like for... I couldn't tell you why.
He's making a moat for himself.
Yeah, it was pretty gross. It was pretty gross. It was like he had been there for a while and the spit was like pooling. Like it was a lot of saliva. Wow.
He should get that checked out. He's probably extremely dehydrated.
Dr. Druva is on it again.
You know what's one word that I had a lot of trouble pronouncing back in high school? Cellular.
Oh. What would you say instead?
Cellular. I didn't know, like, I thought the U was, you know, like, cellular, Lou.
Cellular.
I didn't realize it was, like, you said the U, like, cellular.
Oh.
Yeah, and I didn't realize, I had trouble saying it until in Science 10, I had to do a presentation in front of the class on cellular respiration.
Oh, no.
So I had to say it a lot. So it was just 10 slides on cellular respiration and Jeff trying to say this word for like me taking like a minute to say it every time.
Why is that specific Science 10 class the source of like all your trauma? Just that one class.
All of Jeffrey's trauma can be traced back to Bio 11 Enriched.
Oh god.
All Jeffrey goes to therapy, everything stems from Bio 11.
Everything just connects back to Bio 11.
I have commitment issues. It's because of Bio 11. I committed to Bio 11 and look at what that did to me.
I never think I'm good enough. Yeah, it's because of
Bio. Oh,
damn. I think we just had a breakthrough today.
I think we did.
Thank you, guys.
This was an intervention.
It was a turning point for me in my life.
They can't hurt you anymore.
It's like those memes where the therapist, like, blank isn't real. Bio 11 isn't real, Jeff.
It's okay.
It never happened.
It's okay. It isn't real. Should we explain what happened to you? It's basically just like a really hard bio class that Jeffrey was like super excited for and then it kind of destroyed him.
Yeah, I had like probably like 2 weeks prior to Bio 11 where I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll become a biologist.
Yes.
It sounds pretty fun.
Yeah.
First class. Ah,
I find it hilarious too because in high school, you didn't like care that much about academics. But for some reason, you latched onto the idea that Bio 11 Enriched was like some incredible like life-changing course, and then you just got absolutely shat on.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I can give you the timeline. Grade 7 had good, you know, grades, good academic record. Grade 8 and 9, throwaway, whatever. Grade 10, I made a comeback. I got like 95 in Science 10.
Mm.
So I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll go into Bio 11 Enriched, Chem 11 Enriched, and Physics.
Yep.
And then I just proceed to get bricked in grade 11.
Oh.
And by far the worst was Bio 11 Enriched.
Yep, a class that I took with Jeffrey when he showed up.
Oh, yeah.
To it.
I was talking about Bio 11 Enriched the other day with, we can just bleep out his name. He immediately brought up the fact, like, yeah, I can't believe you passed that class.
Ouch.
Like, yep, yeah, me neither.
Ouch.
Because I think going into the final exam, I had like, what did I have? Like a 52
or something?
You had a
50-something, and yeah, we studied the whole night just so that you would pass it, because all you had to do was get higher than a 52 on your final. Or like a 51 or something, to like maintain above 50.
I think I had to get, I don't know, a 60 or a 70, because the final was split into two parts. It was the dissection, which I had no idea what to do. I just looked at this dead fish, and I'm like, okay.
That was hard. Yeah.
Let me just poke it, see what...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure... I don't know, some of the questions, I don't even remember, but they were probably just like, oh, what part of the fish is this? And it's like internal organs and whatever. And I just wrote like scales or like fin.
Fish.
Like, I don't know. It's a fish.
You just put fish down. Yeah.
Yeah. So I probably got like, I don't know, probably like a 30 on that part of the final. So on the written part, I had to, you know, like actually come up clutch.
Yeah.
And I remember me and Alexis were studying in the library, and I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
I was, like, rolling around on the library floor.
Yes.
Like, I'm gonna have to retake this class, bro.
Yes. I remember this, too. Yeah, Jeffrey was pretty destroyed by this class. I remember...
This
class is that you got 2 out of 15 on a quiz. That's what I remember.
Oh, bro, it was worse than that, bro. 2 out of 20.
Oh, 2 out of 20. I'm sorry.
I feel like as a teacher, like, you never want to give them someone that grade. Like, you really must have screwed that quiz up, which is hilarious.
I think he didn't fill it out.
Oh, you didn't write like scales in each question?
All the quizzes were multiple choice, and I would just write like my own answer: E scales, E fish.
That class was really hard, to be fair.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you again, Dhruva, for being on this episode.
Thanks for having me. Maybe I'll come back. Did you have fun? I had a great time.
Oh yeah. But yeah, thanks to everyone, all of our new listeners for tuning in, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
We'll see you later.